Health professionals have proposed cigarette-style warnings on sweet packets. So you know these packets of cigarettes, you see the health warnings and sometimes graphic pictures. It could mean that photos of rotten teeth and fat children, alongside a message such as sugar can contribute to obesity and the need for fillings. The idea was discussed at the BMA's annual conference last week. A third of kids, this is incredible, a third of kids aged between 2 and 15 are now classed as overweight or obese. A third between 2 and 15. So is it the radical action needed to challenge childhood obesity or the nanny state going too far? I've been speaking to commentators Dave Atherton and Emma Wolfe, who gave me her thoughts.
Well, what I don't understand, why shouldn't sweets manufacturers and retailers have exactly the same responsibilities as cigarette producers? The fact is that we know that obesity is a killer, and we know that two-thirds of obese children will go on to be obese adults. Absolutely shocking.
Well, the first thing that some would say, Emma, is that do you believe that, for example, sugar or sweets are as dangerous as cigarettes?
Well, they cause obesity, and one third of children aged between 2 and 15 is now overweight or obese. And tooth decay, which is the other big issue, is the number one reason that children are admitted to hospital. We can't go on kind of thinking that things like cigarettes are dangerous and then ignoring the obesity crisis.
Dave Atherton?
Oh, seriously. You know, it's bad enough having plain packaged cigarettes, which has been completely... Let me give an example of how useless plain packaging has been. If you go back 10 years ago to when the smoking ban came in, about 23% of people smoked. And today, 18% of people smoke, plus 5% of the population use e-cigarettes. You know, smoking rates in the last 10 years have remained virtually static, you know, if you include electronic cigarettes. This is just infantile, you know, you're just treating grown adults like children. Now, the plain packaging ban for cigarettes is extremely inconvenient.
Okay, well, aside from the plain packaging on it, the warning signs, because the pictures, some of the graphic images they put on cigarette packages, I don't smoke, but when I see them, they really grab my attention, Dave, and they make me think, my goodness, look at that. It's disgusting, it's horrendous, it's scary. Why would you smoke?
I've been looking at them for 10 years, and I completely disregard them. In fact, the only cigarette packets I notice these days are the ones with no health warnings in the yet possibly in North African countries. That's the only time I have a look at the graphic warnings or non-graphic warnings. You know, it's just background information. I just don't look at it at all.
Emma, do you believe these images that would be aimed at the kids or at the parents when we're talking about sweet packets?
Well, both. And just to refer back to the cigarette packets, I used to smoke about 10 years ago. And I kind of agree with you guys about the pictures not working. They are disgusting, but I think that you get to a point where if you smoke, you just don't look at them. And that's where this differs. I think this is very important advice about really high sugar content and about brushing your teeth and about having sweet treats just occasionally. So I think it's for both parents and for children.
Well,
and
sure,
it's
sure,
really,
sure.
really important information. It's not just scaring you.
Surely that's a matter for the parents to sort out, not the state. How can you have a state telling parents what to do for their children?
Well, Dave, clearly not working,
Dave.
What do you say, Dave, though, just going back to Emma's point in terms of obesity and the strain that puts on not just the kids' bodies, but then, as a result, the NHS? So the message clearly is not getting through that you're making your kids fat and, as a result, they're going to have health problems.
And
a third of kids
out.
Aged between 2 and 5 are now overweight or obese. So if we don't try and take some action, then how do you counteract that?
Well, I would suggest to you that the more you nag people and the more you treat them like children, the more the trouble increases.
What's your alternative?
You have to delegate responsibility to the children. The point is, how are you going to get adults to, surely as a parent you have the interest of your child at heart, and surely it should be your responsibility, not the state's.
But you keep saying that, but why then are a third of children obese or overweight?
That's not working.
The parents are not taking it. It's certainly not sweets, is it?
Because I don't know how many sweets the kids eat a day these days. But
so what do you believe is causing kids to be overweight, Dave?
Well, that's an extremely good question. Possibly it might be lazy parents. Possibly it might be too much information on obesity at the moment.
Too much information on obesity is making kids fat.
Absolutely ridiculous. It's not based on any fact. I actually write about this stuff, Dave. It's to do with lack of physical activity and excessive calorie consumption.
What do you say, though, Emma?
Food and junk food.
What do you say, though, to what Dave is saying in terms of the responsibility for this? So parents are parents. As a parent, your role is to look after your kids, and that obviously includes what they eat, their health. So therefore, as a result, you have responsibility. You know, do they need to be guided through everything by the state?
So why is it okay? Why would social services prosecute you if you didn't feed your children or if you gave them drugs? And yet it's okay to allow your children to become overweight. Why is
overfeeding? The real agenda.
No, why is overfeeding and obesity, why is that seen as socially acceptable? Whereas if you started giving your children cigarettes and drugs or starving them, that would not be acceptable. I just don't get that.
We'll give them drugs.
Major health crisis. Obesity is a killer.
Dave?
Well, I think you completely exaggerated the situation.
I don't know anything about it.
Just let him finish, Emma. Go ahead, Dave.
My understanding is, I read some work of Chris Snowden. He works for the Institute of Economic Affairs. My understanding is obesity is at worst levelled out and possibly gone down.
I'm assuming you're in London.
Yes, I am in London, yes.
Yeah, well, I am too. And we don't see the levels of obesity in London that you see in the rest of the country.
Right, well, I might say it was nationwide. It's not only London, but it was all the rest of Britain as well.
It is widely accepted, Dave, that there is a weight problem, and it's not just around kids throughout the UK.
Yeah. Well, including myself. I'm about 1.5 or 2 stones overweight at the moment.
Well, obviously, there's a sliding scale for this type of thing. But the point is, for years and years, people didn't know that smoking was bad for them. So they all got addicted and it became trendy and whatever. The government now does warn you against the problems and the dangers of smoking.
Well,
so with sugar and with obesity, the pressures that put on your body and then, therefore, as a result, the NHS, why not warn them about that too?
Warnings are one thing. Draconian laws are something completely different. Surely when people get up in the morning and put themselves on the scales and look in the mirror, they can work out whether they're overweight.
Not if you're a child, not if you're an adolescent, or you don't know any better because you're 10.
And Dave, we're only talking about warnings. You just said not draconian laws. We're not talking about draconian laws.
We're talking about warnings and information.
And I'm sorry, but list every single problematic health condition, diabetes, cancers, heart disease, they're all linked.
The plain packaging for cigarettes was an act of Parliament.
That's
life. That is up for the parents to sort out, surely, and not a matter for the state.
But they're not doing it.
How will a health warning, if parents are that bad in looking after their children, how is a health warning going to help them out?
Because it gives people information. People say they don't realise. They don't realise how much sugar is in a can of Coke. They don't realise how much,
my understanding
is higher levels of sugar and salt there are in everyday processed foods. They don't know that.
Okay, last word to you, Dave.
Well, this is just a long, slippery slope for the nanny state, which I'm getting completely fed up. As a smoker myself, I get this day in, day out. It's always one law after another, and I've just about had enough of it now.
Okay, we'll see what you think at home this morning. Dave Atherton and Emma Wolfe, thank you very much.